Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, wait to hear this for an amazing story. 30 years ago, $1 billion worth of paintings were stolen from Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, including a Rembrandt and a Vermeer. A documentary on BBC4 last night, The $1 Billion Art Hunt, focused on the theory that the art heist is not in Boston anymore, but in, wait for it, West Dublin. The source of this intelligence is retired Met detective Charlie Hill, who helped recover Edvard Munch's The Scream after it was stolen from the Oslo National Gallery. And I'm delighted to say Charlie Hill joins me now. You're very welcome to the programme, Charlie Hill. This sounds like a movie. Remind me of the heist, the Isabella Gardner robbery.
Well, Cormac, thank you for inviting me on. I recall it as happening on the night of St. Patrick's Day, so it was the early hours of March 18th, 1990, in Boston, and two men dressed as Boston Police Department officers knocked on the door of where the two security guards were. They opened the door, and they were tied up and gagged and put in the basement, and the two men who were in the police uniforms spent about a good hour and a half, I think, taking a select number of works of art, including the ones you just mentioned. Mm.
And you've worked with arts journalist John Wilson in the search for these paintings for many, many years to no avail. But earlier this year, you got what you say is credible information from a very unusual source in Dublin. Tell me about that.
I will, but I just need to correct one thing. The programme that was shown last night on BBC Radio 4 was filmed last year, and I stopped having any dealings with John Wilson over a year ago, September 2019. The person I had been speaking with, and he's not an informant by any means, but is fairly notorious, I suppose that's a fair comment, Dublin figure and criminal, Martin the Viper Foley. And
how did Martin the Viper Foley contact you or your offices, and what did he have to say about these paintings?
Cormac, I sought him out over about almost 20 years ago when I was looking for some things that had been stolen in Britain, some boxes from Wadston, that was a National Trust property, and some gold boxes. And he and I were talking. Then I asked him about the Gardner Museum, and his exact words to me, which I remember, were, "Well, I know all about that, but I'm not going to get involved in it because they'll kill me for sure if I do." So, you know, well, so I dropped it. But then a few years ago, I did need to talk to him about something else that I thought, you know, he might know something about. And when I recontacted him, and then I brought up the subject again of the Gardner Museum, and he said he might be able to do something there.
What did he say to you?
Long after, you know, their initial contact.
And is it the Viper that made the connection between this heist and Dublin then?
Well, two people did. Yes, he's 50% of that connection. That's true.
And do you believe these paintings are in Dublin?
I think there's a very good chance that they are. I don't believe that they're in Boston, which would be the alternative, or somewhere near Boston. I suspect they're in Dublin or close to it, laid down.
And am I right in saying that somebody told you, maybe the Viper, that these paintings worth over $1 billion are behind some wall in Dublin?
Cormac, I don't want to sound pedantic and wreck your show, but you know, they're not worth $1 billion. I mean, these are masterpieces that are priceless.
And so it could be worth more.
When people throw out a figure like $1 billion yeah. bucks, it's nonsense.
Yeah.
However, they are extremely valuable, and there is a very substantial reward for their recovery, and that's a reward, not a ransom.
Yeah. Now, you, after you exposing me as the Philistine that I rightfully am, you rightfully point
not.
That out. But am I right in saying that the Viper or somebody did tell you that these are enclosed within a wall in Dublin? Is that right? In West Dublin?
That's the intimation I received, yes, sure. I remember now I went to see him about a few years ago, and that was to try and recover two paintings that were still outstanding from the theft at Rusborough in 1986, two Francesco Guardi pictures. And I wanted to ask him, is there any chance that he would be able to help me locate those? Mm. And he said no, he didn't think he could, but then we talked about the Gardner heist. So there are two outstanding pictures from Rusborough from 1986 when the Cahill gang hit the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get those back because I promised Lady Byte I'd do that. And Clementine Byte was, you know, a great figure, a huge philanthropist, she and her husband,
yeah,
for the people of Ireland. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to start a mad chase around West Dublin, Charlie Hill, and I'm short on time, so I really apologise for this. But you did allude to the reward here. There's an absolutely massive reward for the safe return of these paintings, isn't there?
Yes, but I would just caution people about the, you know, the burghers of Hamelin and the Pied Piper, and also, you know, in the 18th century, that guy that made the clock, the chronometer, that managed to set a longitude. You know, people don't get paid out immediately. There will be a problem, I'm sure, depending on the condition of these pictures and various other things. But I am sure that if anybody in Dublin has a good inkling of where they are, they should contact the Gardiner Museum, and they may ask me to look into it, or they may find somebody else. But the fact is that I'm as certain as I can be that those Gardiner pictures, the masterpieces and two other things, are most likely in Dublin.
Okay, well, you can be pedantic as you like as on this programme again, because it's fascinating talking to you. Charlie Hill, retired Met detective. Thank you very much indeed.